Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 474 for Wednesday, July 13th. I'm Jane Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was 5 to 9 cents per ton stronger on Wednesday, with the November contract at $481 a ton. Canola followed advances in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans as traders both sides of the border watched the weather. Warmer temperatures have been projected for growing regions in the U.S., which propped up soybeans and caused spillover support to canola. In Canada, heavy rains have taken a toll on some crops in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, leaving fields with pools of water, though generally crop conditions are good. The Canadian dollar was weaker against its U.S. counterpart in early activity on Wednesday, but an announcement from the Bank of Canada perked the loonie up, which chipped away at some of canola's gains. Despite a weaker growth outlook, the Canadian dollar had a mostly favorable view on Canada's economic recovery. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were up 9 to 21 cents, with the August contract up 20 at $11.23 a bushel. Soybeans gained as forecasts for hot, dry weather across the U.S. Midwest supported prices. Those warmer temperatures could hurt the country's domestic yield. The expectation for increased demand for soybeans, especially from China, added to the advances on Wednesday. However, spillover pressure from losses in the nearby soy oil market limited gains. Corn was up 4 to 16 cents with the September contract at $3.62 a bushel. Corn continued to gain as follow-through buying underpinned the market. United States Department of Agriculture estimates put domestic corn stockpiles lower than previously thought, which is bullish. Losses in the U.S. dollar added to the advances as it makes the commodity more appealing to international buyers. However, weakness in crude oil capped gains on Wednesday as corn is an ingredient in ethanol production. Wheat was down half a cent to up 2 cents with the Chicago September contract at $4.40 a bushel. Wheat was gathering strength from the nearby corn and soybean markets. However, Kansas, which is the country's biggest winter wheat crop producer, is near done harvesting, which limited gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 13th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.